Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Jay Fox. Congratulations to the Columbus crew. They beat Monterrey yesterday in Mexico 3-1 and now advance to the finals of the CONCACAF Champions Cup, where they will face Pachuca. This is the crew's fifth appearance in the tournament. They've never made it beyond the quarterfinals. Some Ohio legislators were removed from their leadership positions amid a contentious House Speaker race. ONN's Tracy Townsend has the story.
Ohio House Speaker Jason Stevens released a memo yesterday removing six Ohio House committee chairs from their leadership positions effective immediately. The memo details that Representatives Creech, Plummer, Kick, Byrd, Lips, and John were all removed in what is described as retribution for aiding opponents of Republicans who are in favor of Stevens' leadership. Outgoing Senate President Matt Huffman has announced his intentions to unseat Stevens as House Speaker next year. The vacated positions will remain open until further notice. All involved members are of the Republican Party.
A big investment is being made in southern and eastern Ohio. Andrew Kinsey with ONN affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus has more.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announcing $154 million towards revitalizing downtowns in Appalachia. The money will improve parks, trails, museums, main streets, all creating new recreational opportunities for people visiting the area. State leaders hope this funding will highlight the area as a travel destination and improve the quality of life for those living there.
We've looked at this part of the state and it's been neglected in the past, but I also think it has tremendous potential. We have the opportunity to use that, develop that potential.
The ex-Worthington Christian coach accused of having sex with students has been found dead. Andrew Kinsey with ONN affiliate WBNS-TV explains.
A former basketball coach at Worthington Christian School accused of having sex with two of his players has died by suicide. The Franklin County Coroner's Office confirming 35-year-old Jason Dawson was found dead this afternoon at a home on Briarwood Avenue from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Dawson faced 10 counts of sexual battery and federal sex charges. According to court records, Dawson bonded out of jail last Friday.
Some insurance agents believe Ohio's distracted driving penalties should be harsher for young drivers. Tracy Townsend from ONN affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus has more with insurance agent Megan Brooks.
Insurance agents say they're seeing more young drivers have minor violations for distracted driving on their record, but the consequences, they say, that come with it are not harsh enough. One agent we talk with says the financial, legal, and insurance ramifications for distracted driving should be on par with the violations for a DUI because it's that big of an issue for young drivers.
If more insurance companies take a harder stance and make those distracted driving violations more punitive, then you would see a decrease.
It's typically around a $200 to $300 increase on your insurance.
One of the people charged in the kidnapping and murder of two Toledo teens in 2022 was convicted yesterday. Jeff Smith from ONN affiliate WTOL-TV has details.
Several people facing charges in the kidnapping and murder of two Toledo teens is pleading guilty. According to court documents, Corbin Gingrich took a plea agreement today. The plea deal is sealed. Gingrich was charged with murder, kidnapping, and obstructing justice after police said he lied about the whereabouts of Keyshawn Pittman and Keemarian Wilder. Both of their bodies were found in a burned-down vacant house in Toledo in December of 2022.
Ohio has a gambling problem, and it's causing a spike in call volumes to the Gambling Addiction Hotline. Clay Gordon from ONN, affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus, talks with Sean Martin, a recovering gambling addict.
Now, the Ohio statewide gambling helpline saw a 55% increase in volume in the last year. One man from Kennett Winchester started placing bets when sports gambling was legalized in Ohio. He was heading down the path of losing it all.
I'm lying to my fiance. I'm trying to cover my tracks. I need to make that money, and I need it quickly. And the quick answer is to get on there and bet on whatever's going on. And then you lose your chase, and eventually you have mounted up a wall of debt that seems insurmountable.
A Cincinnati man was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for leading an online firearms purchasing conspiracy. ONN's Tracy Townsend reports.
21-year-old Zephaniah Jones of Cincinnati was sentenced in U.S. District Court to 79 months in prison for crimes related to buying firearms with stolen credit card information and leading a conspiracy to pick up the firearms in illegal straw purchases, as well as obtaining a fraudulent COVID relief loan. The U.S. District Attorney's Office says he was convicted of conspiring to make false statements on federal firearms forms, committing aggravated identity theft, and making false statements to the U.S. Small Business Administration. Jones pleaded guilty in January 2024. Five other co-conspirators in that straw purchasing conspiracy have been charged federally.
Thousands of dollars were found in the restroom of a movie theater in Marysville, northwest of Columbus. Carla Rogner from ONN, affiliate WBNS-TV, has more with Marysville Police Chief Tony Brooks.
A theater employee found the hidden cash after noticing someone acting suspicious, walking in and out of the restroom
at the Avalon Theater.
Now authorities want to speak to that person.
We believe whoever placed that money there, it's not for a legitimate purpose. It was strategically placed so that it wouldn't be easily discovered.
The next step is to get more information from that person employees saw going in and out of the bathroom. They may also work with the Secret Service to confirm that the money was real and see if it's connected to any other cases.
A historic Cleveland area college is closing its doors for good. Candace Hare from ONN affiliate WKYC-TV has the story.
Today does mark the final day of classes at Notre Dame College, and for some, it's the end of an era. When the school originally made their announcement that this closing would happen, they cited financial issues and a decline in enrollment among the reasons for the closure. The Catholic Liberal Arts College was founded in Cleveland in 1922 before moving to South Euclid in 1928.
When I heard I was in church, we had just celebrated our centennial. It was an extreme shock.
The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that the display of a Confederate flag on private property is causing an uproar in the small town of Harrison. Mayor Ryan Grubbs has been unsuccessful in his attempts to convince the property owner to take the flag down. The controversy has sullied the new mayor's attempts to focus on other aspects of the job, like budgets and infrastructure projects. The town of Harrison is 95% white. Mayor Grubbs is working to reassure black residents that neither he nor the city endorse the Confederate flag. The property in question is owned by a disgraced former local police officer. A Western Ohio jury has found a man guilty in the death of an 11-year-old boy who was killed in a school bus crash. Angela Ann with ONN affiliate WBNS-TV in Columbus reports.
Last August, Hermanio Joseph's minivan crossed the center line in Clark County and hit the school bus, causing it to roll over. 11-year-old Aiden Clark died and several other kids were hurt. Joseph's attorney claimed the sun was in his eyes, which led to him to swerve. The jury found Joseph guilty of involuntary manslaughter and vehicular homicide, and he now faces up to 11 years in prison when he's sentenced on May 21st.
The Cleveland Museum of Art announced that it has received $15 million in six donations designed to support permanent and complete funding for three curatorial and two senior administrative positions. The positions supported by the gifts include those of the curators of decorative arts, Korean art, and Japanese art. The museum now has 10 permanently funded curatorial positions and four permanently funded administrative posts. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Jay Fox.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.